Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're very cold. Praise the Lord, men. I don't know why it's women who are giving testimonies. Young men, old men, is the Lord working in your lives? Yeah? Is the Lord working? Baba, he's in Lucidica. Please, say something. Dr. Gabby, I see you. It's good to see you. Yes. When a doctor hears such testimonies, do you ever get encouraged that there is power that is bigger than yours? Or you see miracles every day on the ward? Yes. First-time visitors, you're welcome. I think I've seen one. You're very welcome to Last Adam Tabernacle. My name is Joan. Yes. Who else haven't I talked to? Melissa, it's good to see you. Yes, Melissa, it's good to see you. Yeah. Who else? The Barlow boys, good to see you. And the girl. Yes, it's good to see you. We are such a small church. All right? But men, you should learn to give testimonies. Hallelujah. We men, you should learn to give testimonies. Manyi ebyamwe, I think you wait for the big deals so that you can come and you testify big. Yeah? But that is not, it's not spiritual. Glory to God. What you're doing is not spiritual. Waiting for big things that you can come and say, yes, I got this big thing, Mr. Kalibala. Got this big thing. I nailed down this big job. That is not the way things should be done. Young men, don't learn from the men, the older men here, right? Today, no, not today. But learn from me, the pastor, that God deserves the glory and the praise because he's at work in your lives every day. And there is nothing that is too trivial for God. Hallelujah. Mukama tokola bitono. Even when he gives you food, techiba chitono, try going without food. Try fasting even on your own accord. You will see that, hey, things are what? Things are tight. And you'll thank God for it. Glory to God. Try kayasi. Poor in boarding school, being broke, visiting day for us. Man, I believed God in those days. I learned faith. Hallelujah. I learned faith. I saw miracles of multiplication. I saw many things when I was in boarding school. And I learned that God is a good God. He cares. Hallelujah. Yes, so before I go to what I had prepared for today, I just want to encourage us parents, let us keep teaching the children the word of God. It is absolutely important. It is your duty. Why? Because I have seen it over and over again that the word of God is that seed that will not, it's imperishable. It will grow. Hallelujah. Right now in the Sunday school or children's church, we are learning about the transformative life, how Christ transforms us. And the children have so many questions. So along the way, we got an interruption there. And we brought them up. But I have never been asked such interesting questions by children of all ages down there. Yeah, they ask questions. So, but how do I stop to sin? If Adam hadn't sinned, would we be here? Some of those questions, I don't even think you adults have the right, the theological answers to give. If I asked you, Alan, if Adam hadn't sinned, would you be here? You know, so then they ask, but now if Jesus is in me, but why do I sin even after I have said sorry so many times? But why do I like to sin? Why is sin nice? You know, why is doing the bad things nice? Those are questions that we should be answering. as a church, but as parents. Why is it one of the children asked me that, I want to do good things, but I find that the good things are boring. So, and I end up doing the bad things, and I enjoy them. Auntie Joanne, I enjoy them. But why do I enjoy them? Is God that boring? They are asking these questions, and we need to teach them. We need to teach them. Parents, we are helping you. We are walking this journey with you. But you need to teach them, eh? All right? And encourage them to come when they come for Sunday school or to children's church, to take it seriously. Hallelujah. Especially when I'm teaching, because there I exercise the fruit of the Spirit a lot more with the children than the adults. Patience, long-suffering, kindness, humility, yeah? All those things, I exercise them. It's crash program when I'm dealing. Then, of course, then I remember this is so-and-so's child. If they go and they say, mommy, I'm like, so I have to be nice to your children, all right? And God is teaching me many things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes I look at our children and I'm like, this one is this one's child. Like, yeah, hey. And God, the parent is like on Z, the child is on A. And I'm like, just how does that happen? Then I look at my own, and they are not so different. Yeah? And I'm like, the pastor and the son, they are totally different. Yeah? But let us teach the children. Let us continue to teach the children these things. I bring you greetings from Sam, my husband. He wasn't able to be here. He was Kembaga yesterday, we were worrying everywhere. But yes, he told me, what are you going to preach about? You will come and repeat the sermon. I told him, sir, I'll send you the link from the LAT website. Hallelujah. I'll send you the link from the LAT website. That means that no more. Guys, if you want the sermons, word for the week, go to the website. You'll find everything there. Hallelujah. So today we are continuing with finishing our race. Finishing our race well. And we are connecting it to the God who rewards. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, we talked about basically where we are right now. From the time God gave us an instruction as a church to pray until something happens. And last week, I shared with us two, they call them progress reports, interim reports. For people who work, how heaven is broadcasting. First, from two major dreams. And in one dream, which was heard by Dr. Dennis Mujimba, someone was telling us that by pushing or by putting that instruction into action, push, praying until something happens, we are praying for the will of God to be done in LAT. And he says that in the dream, that person referenced Matthew 6:10. Now, if you don't have people in your dreams who reference things, good people who reference things, some people are referenced to other, eh? But for us, this is a dream from heaven. Glory to God. So you pay attention. If you've never had anyone reference something godly, these are some of the dreams you should read and ask God to send you messengers to reference things in the dreams. So it goes on to tell us that that person in the dream referenced Matthew 6:10, which says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that is where the will of God is established. It's established as it is in heaven, so is it done here in LAT, meaning that this whole push thing, God could have done it 1,001 ways, but he chose for us to partner with him to push, glory to God, to push, that is to pray until something happens, all right? Then in another dream that I shared last week, still by the same dreamer, he said that he saw LAT walking around the earth. Yeah, and it had been a long walk, but we were almost at the place where we started from, meaning we were almost at the end of it. But he said it was a long walk. Hallelujah. So from those two dreams, we see that we are smack right in the will of God when we pray for his will to be done in LAT. What is his will to be done in LAT? We have shared previously that God told us again in another dream that we should pray. Hey, God loves prayer, yeah? In another dream, God gave us an instruction to pray that this phase that we are in as a church is shorter, much shorter. Yes. So, it was a long night. So, that the phase in which we are right now is much shorter. Again, that was an instruction to pray. Glory to God. But if you have been in LAT for long, you know that we have LAT 2025, which is not something we came up with as a fable. That we know according to God's calendar, when you go back to those dreams, I'm not going to go back to them, but when you go back to those dreams, it is true, and indeed it is true, that 2025, LAT, will look very different from what it is today. Hallelujah. One of the things is the numbers will come. Hallelujah. Numbers will come. That will be a sure sign. Hallelujah. All right? So, and many other things that he has promised us, and he has gone on to reveal that now he has actually started to release those things. One of them, to me, was the dream that Pastor had recently when God had increased his anointing in dreams and visions and interpreting enigmas. Ha, Dr. Gabby, talk to your friend about that dream. It's a very, very nice dream that he won't believe it. We are going to lay hands that he starts to believe, yeah? So in that dream, the long and short of the story is pastor's anointing, the prophetic anointing, especially in the line of interpreting dreams and visions, was increased. Glory to God. Increased, and God used, guess who in the Bible? Daniel. Danieli. Glory to God. Amen. So I see that as a sign to the 2025. God is beginning to do some of these things that he promised us. Hallelujah. He's releasing them. At such a time as this, when 2025 comes, we shall be sorted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dream interpretation. Glory to God. People will be dreaming dreams. They'll be having other people, not just one person having word references, but now it will be a lot more in our midst. And I'm saying that jokingly, but it is serious. Hallelujah. So, what caught my attention and what I talked about last week, and I want to continue, is the fact that in Dennis's dream, it says that we are almost there. But it also said that the walk was a long one. Now, I do not know how a person can know about the knower in him as a prophet, yeah, that the walk was long. But he could see that LAT had walked around. We were almost there, but it had been a long walk. And so last week we talked about finishing what we started in line with pushing. Prayer, pushing, out of sheer willpower, visible. It's very difficult. As long as you are in this body, you will get tired. Elijah got tired. He got to a point, a man who had experienced the Lord, seen power. Fire came down at Mount Carmel. At one point, the guy was like, "No, my Mukama, this is it. I am done. I am exhausted. I am tired." He couldn't go on. Okay? And that was towards the end. Glory to God. And God came through for him. God met his needs. He told him, "You know, I'm going to get something." He gave him three instructions, of which he did two. Hallelujah. But the man was what? The man was tired. Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's not that he was tired, but he was so sorrowful. Yes, partly because he knew what was coming for him. However, we all know that the battle is hardest at the end, towards the end. And that is when people say it doesn't matter how you started. It matters how you finish. And we must finish strong. Glory to God. We must finish strong, LAT. Because the next phase is not now for the feeble people. Yeah? We must finish strong. It's like how we think about our president and how they went through the war and all that, and then he comes. You remember, I don't know if you've seen the clips of him swearing in at the parliament. Man, that guy is like as if he's just starting to fight. Yeah, yet he had been in a fight for a very long time. But you can see fresh energy. Yeah, if you go back to those clips. So when we are at the end of our journeys, usually what happens is people are tired. You find someone, like marathon, you know, prayer, push is like, I felt it was like running a marathon, not a sprint, not a dash. For a sprint, speed is of essence. For marathons, endurance is more important than speed. Glory to God. Endurance is more important. And now we are at a point where it's not about speed because the journey has been long. But we need to endure to the end. Hallelujah. We need to endure. While for a sprint, you can just zzz and finish. Those, it's like watching. You know, you've seen the 25 laps. You see a guy who starts, you see Abakongo Ka, you know. And people start saying, because when things are getting tough, there's this common saying that katibuli omwagu mie munne. When things are tough, towards the end, they're like, nae mumanyi, buli omwagu mie munne. So let me share with you what Esther told me on Thursday. After we had prayed, Esther said, "The sinner man joining Sabida." I'm like, but we have been here 1 hour, over an hour praying, yeah? And then she's telling me, "Joan, please, just pray for me, yeah? This thing, man. Hey, this thing." I'm like, but Esther, what makes you think? In my mind, I didn't tell her. I'm like, but what makes you think I have more energy than you to even lay hands, yeah? So in my mind, I'm like, katibuli omwagu mie munne and to maleko bumazi, yeah? Buli omwagu kolechi, agumie munne. Glory to God. And tugenda kwegumia like this. How do we endure to the end? So I'm just continuing from where we started, all right? From where I started last week. Keep expecting the reward. We have seen that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews? Guy. Bantumwe. L-A-T. Yeah? Hebrews 11:6. This thing has been put here all the time. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. One of the ways or one of the names we know God by in LAT, we know him as a faithful God, a prosperous God, a good God, a father. Let's add rewarder to that list. Hallelujah. Because this is not the first time he's telling us that he is rewarding us. There is a time some time back when he told us that he was rewarding us. And indeed, people got rewards during that time. And again, now he's coming back, like say season 2 or season 3. And he's saying, I am rewarding you for the work you have done in pushing. Can you imagine? God tells you, pray until something happens. Then he says, and when you do that, I'm going to reward you. Isn't God a good God? Isn't God a good God? He's not telling you when you're sinless, when you're what? He's just saying, I've given you an instruction. You pray until something happens. That is when you realize that pushing is not easy. It's not easy. Because he says if he attaches a reward on it, that means that he knows that along the way, things get tight. Okay? But he says for anyone who overcomes, anyone who endures, anyone who does this, there is a reward. There is nothing that is rewarded that doesn't have effort in it. Okay? So that means that pushing, praying until something happened, needed LAT to have the effort to keep fervent, to keep consistent, to keep diligent. Glory to God. Now, there are times when I would come to church and I'd be like, God, I'm not talking about push again. And then a dream comes and he says, go back and talk about push. For me as a minister, that means that, man, I have to get the energy, the strength. And my guys know these things. They already know. Yeah. But then for me, he's telling me, go back and say it. Go back and preach it. Hallelujah. So that means that in pushing, there is effort. There is exertion, spiritual and even physical exertion. There is a time I was talking to someone about how push is going. And then they were like, yeah, you know, I'm praying. I get some time and pray. But I'm like, did you know that God expects us to even fast? Because it's prayer until something happens. You must get some time, honestly, in this period of push, when you first call. Because Jesus said that when you fast, there is an expectation that, you know, fasting is part of prayer. So there is an expectation of fasting. I'm not saying that thus says the Lord. I'm just saying it out there. You can use that information, like someone said, the way you want. So if now you have, you can't, as in, I'm trying to make a point that when we are seriously praying, fervently praying, and we want the prayers to be effectual, and that is exerting yourself. God comes and tells you, you know what? You have done what I told you to do. You even fasted. Then there is, you know that praise and worship is part of it all right? And we took you through, thankfully, Pastor got 4 good points of what will make push effective, what will make our prayers effective. And he shared with us those things. But you could go over and above as led, okay? So now imagine you have done those things that Pastor told us to do. First of all, go, forgive, ask for forgiveness. You remember that list? Do you remember the list? So, it may be only Pastor remembering me and the Pastor, we are remembering our things, Nenga, yeah? But, you see, I want to show you that in all of that, that is effort that you guys have put in, that his children have put in. And now when we do it, and we do it the way God wants it to be done, there is a reward attached to it. Hallelujah. Amen. And then I even told you from my experience where I had a dream where I was telling, after Pastor had his dream, Gabby, where he was being given even a higher anointing than Daniel. In the Bible, that Daniel, the book of Daniel, ask him. Again, I'll say ask, but please believe it, yeah? So, after he narrated that dream touched me so much. I said, God, I'm not staying behind. You show me how you're also going to reward me. And God, in a dream, showed me how exactly he's going to reward me, not just me, but my family. Glory to God. And and before that, actually, what happened was we had a blessing service where we touched, we prayed, yeah, during this period of push, yeah, we prayed for the children, laid hands on them, we laid hands on, sorry, I thought he was, yeah, so we had had a blessing service where we laid hands on children, on the adults, we sang the blessing, we sang He Touched Me, the choir remembers very well, we sang He Touched Me, oh He Touched Me, and for me after that time I was like, God, these things of just singing, I need to what? To know how exactly you have touched me and my family. What has happened for me? And guess what? I went into a time of prayer and fasting. But I fasted for 2 reasons, that I may run this race and finish. Why? Because I was feeling tired. And I'm going to be honest with you. I had waited. Like I said to my husband, the weight of the weight was too much. You know the weight of the weight? Weight, and then of the weight, it was too much. I was like, no, God, I need to know. I need to know what you're doing. I was laying hands on people. I need to know what you are doing. That is one. So I was praying for strength, for grace to go on, to endure. But also I wanted to know what exactly had happened. So I fasted for 3 days. And in my fasting, again, I was telling God that now, you know, children of God, we can be very foolish. Yeah? So, and that is me, because I was telling God, after Pastor got that dream, now I wanted a dream. Through him, through Pastor, I'm like, that one is very believable. Like, yeah? So the first day, nothing happened. Pastor didn't send anything. He didn't send any coded messages on the group. Nothing. That was the first day. I'm like, second day we waited. It went, ended. No activity at all. My phone fully charged. Pastor, even no high on the group. No praise the Lord. He must have been seeing those, you know, the things that the Daniels used to see. Third day, nothing. The fourth day, that is now where. Now, you remember, I was fasting for 3 days. After the third day, I told God, I'm done. No malala, nothing. Just send a dream through whoever you want, anyone, even a stranger. Me, I will believe. I repent. Please forgive me for just, you know, like sometimes when you seek God and you know God a certain way and you know that God speaks to you a certain way, you continue to expect those things, yeah? So for me, as expecting nothing, third day, that first ends, I went to sleep. I'm like, okay, even me, I'm here, God. Now you can send the dream to me, myself. Nothing. I wake up. As I'm going out to Ntinda, my son comes running and he's like, mommy, I've just had a dream. I'm like, now, in the 3 days, he must be saying, for you, Joan, the reward is going to come, but it's going to come. You know how like God tells you those things where so koteleze kwa no? Then this, yeah? So I expected something like that. Then I even stayed in the car. Because now I was reversing, when he said, mommy, I've had that dream, I was like, bad news. I switched off the engine. Then now I start listening. So he tells me, you know, we're here at home in the dream. We're here at home. And then the gate guy opened the gate. And when he opened the gate, he let in strangers with two cars. He lets in strangers with two cars. And these strangers come. They park the car. They park the cars. And they go out. And then we came out to check what, as in, first of all, why had he opened for the strangers? Number two, what is in the car? What is this all about? But then he said, but it just felt like someone had just delivered things for us. And then he said that we went to the first car, which on opening the car, there was a sticker for Sam, yeah, who is for daddy, his dad, my husband. For Sam. And he says, mommy, the car was a what? Was a Benz. So when we opened the boot, we found so many gifts and letters addressed to each one of the family members. And then he said that, it was interesting, he said that he felt that it felt like Santa Claus had just, Father Christmas, Melissa, had just delivered, because she's squinting. But like, yes, he had just delivered gifts to us and gone. Then we went and opened the second car. Now the second car had for Joanne. And in there was a phone, an iPhone. Hallelujah. Where is my phone? Yes, there was a phone, an iPhone. Yeah, and he told me the model. And we opened, again, there were so many things, but among the things, there were clothes for the children, for all of us, even for us, the children, we got clothes, we got what? And then we were all just so amazed, yeah, we were very amazed at that. And then the dream ended. Glory to God. So when I had that dream, I knew LAT, when we were in business, hallelujah. I knew LAT, we are in business. There is just no way that dream honestly means the Isokes only. It means us, LAT, what had happened on Sunday. Glory to God, that God was rewarding you people. God was rewarding all of us. And later I had an interesting dream concerning the Barlows. I was like, beautiful, yeah? Which they got to know, what they shared with them. I was like, this is absolutely beautiful, okay? So again, God saying that God has something for them. And they have, you know, they have just come into church. Can you imagine? So anyway, now the back, now this is the other side of the story. That week, I had gone to town looking for a phone. I took my car phone, Dr. Gabby. I took my phone to the guy, that guy, even now talking about him, just, yeah. Because he's the one who usually supplies, you know, gives us phones. We want to buy a phone, you go to him. So I took my phone to him because my phone is giving me problems. So those things of exchange, can I top up? Then you give me another phone. Guy said, okay. So he looked at my phone, checked it, pressed things. I don't even know where he got my password from, but he opened the phone, checked the thing, da, da, da. Then after he told me, John, this one here, madam, mitwala tano. The phone I want, when I asked him, Katina, how much is that one? When he said mitwala tano, I'm like, I'm still confident. I'm like, so now how much is that one? He tells me 6.5 million. I say, no. Breaking the back of poverty. Nakasoma, there is just no way. There's just no way. I have read that book. There's just no way I can spend like this. 6.5 million shillings on a phone. I told the guy, give me my phone. And I told him, nebwenzifuna sikomawo. And I walked out of there. My son didn't know that I had gone to town to look for a phone. Now he gets a dream on Thursday morning that God had given me a phone. Hallelujah. There is nothing too trivial for God. And when that phone comes, I'm going to come and stand here and I'll testify about a phone. Glory to God. Now you men who are waiting for the big things, I am sorry. I am coming. I'm coming back here. You want 10 million, 20, 100? Sorry, I'll testify about that phone when it comes. Hallelujah. This is just preamble. Glory to God. Amen. So, another thing that my son didn't know about was, he said when he opened our car, my car, he found clothes for the children. Now, I've told you, I started the sermon by saying that yesterday I was at this wedding. And because it's a close family member, the entire family had been what? We had been invited. We had to be part of it. We had to be in the thick of the thing. Wali wakati, yeah? So, of course, for such weddings, you go a little bit over and above the usual. So, when we looked at the budget for the clothes, if you know my son, he wears, we buy things from the adult section now. No longer, yeah? These things, 70K, what are you going to give him for 70K? His shoe alone, sometimes it's more expensive than his dad's. Yeah, because they say the size, about what? Hey! I'm like, what is going on? So, him alone, making him smart, yeah? Hey! It was going to be too expensive for us. Then now, we go to my daughter. Who wants about her hairstyle? What? Now they had even sent us because she was going to be perekeze, what? Those braids. Yes. So they had sent us a list. And you swanky about poor puff. What? I said, what is this? About the puff has to be what they said something there that I even had to first Google and ask, but what hairstyle is this? And they sent me pictures. Yeah, they said, this is a hairstyle. I mean to be a choker. So me, yet for me, Joanne, I was thinking, go take the girl, do braids, but ukwate wa nukumachia kaviri, they come, take it. In fact, you drive her, deliver her, and yeah. But my friend, it wasn't that. The colors were there, the mood board was there. We had the mood board. Mood board for the dressing, the hairstyle, everything, what we should do, what the shoes should look like. I looked at that, I said, but Jesus, what's going on here? So, of course, I consult chief financial, gold sponsor. I'm like, Sebo, to immediate day to chair. Gold sponsor says, John, forget it. This is a lot of money. He's like, yo, maybe we should just go. We do African, like a kitengi for me. Like, trouble, like that. But for the kids, because they've given us a mood board. You know, did you know that there is a mood board for a dress code? JBD, mood boards. They are there. LAT 2025, we have to know these things. So you had to look for that things. So anyway, then when I looked at what I had to wear, I said, now, Joanne, God, this is going to be too much. Yet, they put you on the back side Flora was there. She saw me. I was on the back side. What were the ones serving? Waiter. Loli mu camera wali wakati. I told Sam, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah? So Sam said, Joanne, these children belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. That is how Sam encourages me. He said, and these children belong to the Lord. He has to find a way of providing. Otherwise, me, there's nowhere. You want me to steal? There's nowhere I'm going to get this money from. Abana bakatonda. I'm like, okay. Now, we couldn't tell my 15-year-old, my 11-year-old, and 10-year that, sorry, as in things are a bit tough, eh? But just give us some time because they were really excited about the upcoming wedding. My daughter, you know how girls are. Where am I going to sit? So I'm going to be next to the bride. So for her, she was in dreamland, yeah? Then there are things that my son was supposed to do, carrying over what. He also had to show up there. You know, they were counting on his muscle to carry some things. So he was, everyone had a part to play. Were excited. The kids were excited, but the pocket wasn't excited. Then God, Banange had, he was a silent listener to our conversation with the gold sponsor. And he comes in this dream and he says that, I'm covering it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for those of you who are there peeping at my status, you saw us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Mukama akola takola bitono you people. When God says, I'm going to give you a dress in a dream, yeah? Best believe that thing is a big thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, now I'm telling you, now fast forward. That is out of the way. God provided everything we needed to wear, everything as the boy had seen in the dream. Glory to God. Amen. God is a God who rewards. He's a good God. There is nothing trivial. Na akasimu akakuwa. Na akavidi akakuwa. Glory to God. Even the shirt, even the shoe, he will give you. Let me tell you something. Let me just break it down for you. If I came to you today and I said, Mrs. Barlow, here, I get a bag and I wrap it and I come and give it to you and I say, thank you for being my friend. Isn't that a reward? Isn't that a gift? Wouldn't you be excited? Wouldn't you hold like a bag? Wouldn't you? You know? So why is it that when God tells you I'm going to give you a bag, it is something small? It's not a small thing. You, if someone does it for you and it blesses you, how much more for God? Glory to God. Let us look at God's reward. Let's just be like children. Hallelujah. Let's be like children when it comes to these things. You ask God, God can I can to? Yeah? Sort it out for me. He is going to sort it. Glory to God. In the dream, my son said that he felt that it was like Santa Claus had delivered things. Oh, you people, me that part of the dream. I was like, Santa what? Father what? Christmas. He said, if I say Santa Claus, I say no. Mumanyinga Father Christmas. And then I remembered God is a good father. And he's the father of Christmas. He's the father of Jesus. So why are children rewarded at the end of the day? For being on good behavior. You have done what your parents have told you to do. Do not lie. I know the Mayanis, how they are going to, maybe at the end of the year, towards Christmas, they are going to reward Michaela. And guess what? They're going to reward her. Do you know what they're going to reward her for? Not pushing and praying in tongues. They're going to reward her for eating her food on time, for praying before she goes to bed, for brushing her teeth. And then now they'll set goals for her and say, now that you're a big girl now, so what are you working towards next year? They say, now I'm going to learn to wash my maybe clothes. I'm going to learn to. And when she does that the next year, she will be rewarded. Isn't that it? Obanange, you know, you guys, eh? Theology shouldn't be so complicated. God is a rewarder. If you reward your children like that, God will reward you. His Father Christmas, he can give you that, and by the way, you'll be so excited, you'll be so happy. Glory to God. Amen. And then he said, and I think that my son said was that the car, mommy's car, that there is a part of the dream I hadn't actually narrated to you. He said that while we were there, people started coming to see mommy's car. Now, he said, Daddy's car was a Benz, and my husband drives a different car. But he has always coveted a Benz. For him, he covets, me, I don't. So he has always liked, you know, those Benzes that are like shoes, eh? Like my Abu shoes. Those were small, sleek, you know, those Benzes. That is the car one he wants. And then he said, but it will be a Sunday car. Hey! By the way, your pastor agrees with him. When they start on that topic, they'll have Sunday cars. Me, I'm like, but this whole thing, don't you see that even, you know, our potholes, where we stay, where will that car? He says, Joan, leave me. For me, ever since I was a young boy, now the child in him comes. Ever since I was a young boy, I've always liked Benzes, and especially that one. I'm like, okay, to each one, their own, all right? So he said that, now, going back to my son's dream, he said that mommy's car, it had never been seen anywhere. That people like started coming, like newspaper people, like paparazzis, to take pictures of the car, all right? And they went to take pictures of the car. Then he says, then I saw a headline, a car that has never even been seen before. Ha! When he told me that, I said, my son, like until just being a teenager, you know, like, you people believing the word of the Lord. Kale, that can be so difficult to believe. That can be more difficult to believe than healing. Glory to God. So when he tells me that, I'm like, what? Now let me tell you the backstory of that car. My car had been giving me a very difficult time. Going to the garage all the time, every time, that Harrier you see there. To the point that we were like, you know what, if it can move from one place to another, to Chigali. But somehow there was no money for it. So one day we got information that there is an auction, a car auction somewhere. Yeah. And that when you go put in your bid, you see the car you like, put in your bid, and then you bid for the car, you get it, top up just a little bit, and then you'll get, yeah. So we went there with my husband and one of the church members, Dennis Mujimba. You guys. So we walked around, so very nice cars. Eh? I think they were UNHCR cars. We walked around, big, nice cars. Then we saw one. We saw three, actually. Then, you know, now we were led by Dennis. Me, I was the last one, Dennis in front, Sam, me. Mm-hmm. Wherever Dennis would go, just follow and see what. Then Dennis saw the car and said, yeah, we checked the car. We all agreed, the three of us. We agreed on the car that we wanted. And then Dennis called the guy, Sebo, first come. The guy came. Mm-hmm. He said, like, now this one, like, how much? He said, the guy told us, Boboli Muguzi, if you're a serious buyer, Kandabe, Kandabe. And he said, Nema Mwina Meka. Dennis also looks. He looks, also looks. He said, Twina 90. Huh. I was like, 90 what? Like, prophet, was it a diezo? Even Sam was like, you know, we looked at ourselves, you guys, like, so. Dennis is serious, 90. He wasn't flinching. He said 90 like it was on an account somewhere. He says 90. The guy said, Mugenda kuongera, nga chikumi ya abidi. Ah, I said, Chukumi Meka. You know, I was like, me, 100 and what? Even Sam was like, what? One from even 90 we did. You guys, even 70 is not there. Even 50 is not there. Eh? So we're like, Dennis confidently said, you could see he wasn't even moved. When the guy said 120. So we went to another car. So looked around. But you know how men are. They can put you in some euphoria. So we enter the car. So Dennis is saying, Sam and Dennis, we don't have the money. So Sam is like, but Dennis, man, this money is a lot. Dennis goes like, but you know, if you get this, what? Gives him the math. You know, someone, the luzungu, the math, it was mathing. Sam ended up also accepting that the math was mathing. When later we talked to Pastor also accepted that the math is mathing. But there was no money to begin with. Dr. Gabby, there was no money. When I went back home, I said, my husband, tell me what I don't know. He said, John, I'm going to put new tires on your car, Otambule. Oh! I went to God and said, but Jesus. Yet I had had my own dream when I was getting a car. So I was like, but now, God, the dream I had when I was getting a new car, now this guy is telling me tires. And true to his word, one day he takes the car, brings it back, the tires, fresh. Michelin, about what? But I don't know what he put on the tires there, yeah? The type. You guys, I got discouraged. You can imagine. You have new tires, but you're discouraged. I was discouraged on the account of my dream. And even I was telling God, because I went to God and told him, God, I'm not saying that I'm not grateful, but sincerely on the account of my dream, go and again motoka. How is it that now I have new tires? Do you know what this means for my husband? He has put new tires. He's not going to buy a car. Not in 2024. That, as in, he has closed Chimaze. He's an engineer. That is the math that is mathing for him. So, I told God, okay, now God, thank you for the tires. We shall drive the car. So I started driving the car. It feels good. What? But in this dream, the Lord revived my heart. Hallelujah. The Lord revived my heart. He said, John, I've got you. Hallelujah. Father, my father has got me. Glory to God. Ha! I told Sam, the car is coming. I said, there will not be never more number 300. I won't get shocked. Glory to God. Amen. So maybe that man of mine will come and testify about a big car. But for me, I've already started. Glory to God. God is a rewarder. God is a rewarder. I'm telling you this so that you may know. Mukama, I asked him, what has happened on Sunday? How are you rewarding me? How are you rewarding LAT? And he sent me that dream. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That he is indeed rewarding us. And these things he's rewarding us with are things that we need. Why would he give you something, honestly, that you will need over, like he's rewarding you for this time, for the time you have been pushing. Coming here to pray, man, sometimes I'll just first even lay hands on that car. There is a doubt move with a cardamom of water in my boot. And pastor would ask me, hey, Joan, when I open, he said, what's with the jerry can? Sometimes I'll put in fuel, ngazi with them, or sometimes water to just keep to cool down the engine. Yeah, and they had been told to vange without this cardamom of water. Glory to God. We are driving Harry as my friend. Glory to God. Yeah? Hallelujah. Yes, I'm coming. Then, another thing that really now, I think this was, to me, the cherry on the ice cream. It was the fact that my son told me that when we opened daddy's car, we found things, gifts to you, yeah? And he told me what the gifts were. But now he asked me, but mommy, what are those gifts about? Because he didn't understand what they were really, really about. But that is the part of the dream that actually made me cry. Because in 2018, when I joined church, I had pastor. That time, man of God had spent, because I joined in 2015, round about there. So I spent 3 years. And then pastor was talking about in one prayer meeting. It was September. It was September around 5th, 6th September. It was 5th September, yes. And in that prayer meeting in 2018, pastor was talking about a God who rewards. And he was telling us these things that God is going to reward us. Then in his typical way, he said, if you want, you seek God and ask him. First, if you want, ask him how he's going to reward you. But for him, he had felt in his heart God telling Eleti that we are going to be rewarded for the service we have done. Now, remember, I'd spent like 3 years in Eleti. I said, God, what did he say? Hey. So for me, fasting, not so difficult sometimes. So anyway, I go through a period of prayer and fasting. I said 3 days. That was 5th. So I started fasting on 6th, 7th, 8th. On 9th September, I got a dream. And God was telling me exactly how he is going to reward me in 2018. So, from that time, I have been waiting for the reward. I've waited. 2018, Balaam. Lydia, that is what you were asking me the last time. Yeah. So, I waited. And during this time, even when we started these things of, no, not we, when Pastor was saying that God is going to reward us, one of the things I was telling God was, for me, even if by the way, don't tell me anything new. Eddie, you told me in 2018 that you're going to reward me, so don't even bother to add anything else. Let's first make good on that promise. Yeah? So, I was like, God, yeah. You know, sometimes you really, if you have put in your time, if you have put in your quota, you ask God some of these things. So I'm like, but God, you're telling us that you're going to reward us. Pastor has had his dream. The dream you gave Pastor, it is something you had promised him a long time ago. Now what about me? Those are things I was asking God. And in the dream, in my son's dream, in the father's car, in that Benz, yeah, that gift that God told me he would give me in 2018 was there. Glory to God. Now, church, listen, I was tired of waiting for that thing. I was tired. And that's when I talk about the weight of the weight. That is what I meant. I was just done. I was tired. I was like, you know what, God? Let us be on LAT. Now I mean to be an LAT for them. They come to pass. Yeah? And I'm sharing with you these things because I know you feel the same way. You're like, maybe, a pastor, they come to pass. But if you don't look at, if you change your attitude and you don't look at things as be a Joan, be a pastor, be ani, and you take it personal. Yeah? This is the part where you send Chitola. Glory to God. Elet, this is where you guys send Chitola and Chikwata, and Chikolancha, or Chinyiga. I don't know what Brown would say, yeah? But you take it and make it personal. And you tell God, God. And you give God evidence. So I remember last week I told God, Exhibit A. You told Pastor. And good enough, I knew those dreams of Pastor. I'm like, God, you told Pastor about this anointing. Now, Exhibit has come. You have told him that now, even, you've even used Daniel in the Bible. I'm like, really, God? Eh? When I'm reading, like, those are the things that God, I'm like, even you used Daniel in the Bible. I'm like, really, God? But now, what about me? Now my son comes and he says, in that dream, mommy, in daddy's car, there were these gifts I didn't understand. What are they all about? Oh, I told him, my son, is at the end of the dream. I told him, Komawo, I want to find when you have written down that dream, word for word. I'll explain the rest to you. I drove out. You guys, I parked beside the road and I was like, God will not let your labor, the work that you do go in vain. Glory to God. He will not do it. That is not our God. Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unjust to forget your work and the labor of love which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Okay? God does not forget your work. Your work does not go in vain. God sees. Okay? Let me tell you something. Those gifts, when God promised me that gift in 2018, it is not a gift I could ever get from my pastor. Hallelujah. It is not in 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Never. That gift, no man can give it to you. Hallelujah. So it shows that God rewards, when God rewards you, there are things he rewards that only him can do. Only him. Yeah? When you see pastor's dream, it's not something that he can conjure up by reading so many things, you know? So it's not something that he can, well, I'm reading, I'm over-ministering so that the anointing increases. Bananga tuyimbe, LAT, worship team. It didn't come like that. That one, in pastor's dream, he said he woke up with a song saying, he touched me. Lord, he touched me. It's only God who can bring some rewards to you. Glory to God. After he has touched you. So for my 2018 dream, it was that I cannot get it from anywhere whatsoever. Over the years, I have had many dreams. It's been 2018, mubale miaka, yeah? So every time I would have a dream, I would say, God, is that the reward? Is that the thing you talked about? And then it wouldn't be it. It would be something else. Okay? Then another dream would come and I'll be like, God, maybe that's the one. And then it's not the one. And then that one also goes. But that one always kept, like, it just kept on. And at one point I told God, you know what? I am done. But again, I understand that there is no reward that will come to us prematurely. There is no reward that will come to you at the wrong time. In all this, you've learned many things. Through push, God is working on you. God is working on your heart. God is accomplishing things that are even much bigger than the reward. Hallelujah. And think about that today. I want us to go to Genesis 15. And this is where I felt I should really, you know, the scripture that really came to my heart. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I'm your shield, your exceedingly great reward. I'm going to just take you back to tell you what those things were. Because it says, after these things, what things were those that had happened before? For God to come and tell Abram, tala namuita Abraham, that I am your exceedingly great reward. This is what had actually happened. Abram was chilling at his place. Rich man now. He had separated from Lot. Lot had gone to Sodom and Gomorrah. So one day, as it was in those days, there was war. And the Sodom and Gomorrah was attacked by some other kings. So they took the kings of Sodom, they took the king of Gomorrah, but they also took Lot along with them. So some servant escapes, comes to Abraham and tells him, Abraham, your cousin bamutwaliddemu. He's like, what? Abraham gathers his chaps. He's like, let's go to Lumbe. He goes, he fights the kings. He wins. He takes back loot and the people that the kings had taken. So on the way back, the king of Sodom meets Abraham and tells him, you know what? Let's make a deal. Take the things, give me the people. Abraham is like, no way. But he had already met Melchizedek along the way. So now this king comes and tells him, yo, let's just to sell a deal. You can take the loot, let me stay with the people. Abraham is like, you man, I don't want you to ever say that you made me rich. I have just made a covenant with the Lord. The Bible actually says that I rose my hand towards God because he had met the priest Melchizedek and given him a tithe. Okay? So he's like, I can't now say, I don't want you to ever say that I, the king of Sodom, made Abraham rich. Mukama Aulida, the conversation that is taking place between the king of Sodom and Abraham. And then he comes and he tells him, now this is where we start from, when he says, after all these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision saying, the word can come to you in a dream. It can come to you in a vision. It can come to you by prophetic word. But now here it says, that is why for me, believe the dream. Here it was a vision. Would you have believed it if it had said that the word came to Abraham in a dream, saying, you can put dream, prophetic word, whatever. But here we know that there was a spiritual experience, which is a vision. So here it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield, your exceedingly great reward. Why does he tell him that he's his shield? Abraham, after you have fought four kings, my friend, your enemies are not few. They are coming back for you. Abraham was like, yes, I've taken the people, but these guys, when they get on their feet, they are fetching me. Now God tells him, Abraham, I'm your shield. I'll protect you. Hallelujah. 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 So he tells him, I'm your shield. And he tells him that I'm your exceedingly great reward. Well, because Abraham had refused to get into partnership with the king of what? He had sacrificed that, the king of Sodom. So God sees the things that you do, the sacrifices. No one was there. He didn't broadcast it. Yeah, right now when we sacrifice things, people go on phone, sacrifice. Yeah, they put status. Yeah, but there was no status time that. It was between him, Abraham, and the king of Sodom. But God heard. God saw. And he says, no, Abraham, I'm your exceeding great reward. Then Abraham, when you read on, he says, but God, this is when now Abraham tells him, Nkuulidde, nesina mwana. After he had done that, he's like, yeah, I've heard you and thank you, but I don't have a son. Will Eliezer be my heir? And God is like, no, actually, no. You will have your own child. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God, in everything that he was giving, does that, in everything he was giving Abraham, I want us to know, to notice something that God gives. The greatest gift that God can give us is fellowship with him. So he told him, I'm going to give you this. But God didn't say, hey, Abraham, Simala, haven't I just told you, when he was asking him about the son, haven't I just told you that I'm exceedingly great reward? No. He said, no, even that, I've got you. Hallelujah. That reward he was telling him came after how many years? So I haven't yet waited long enough. Glory to God. Amen. So let us believe God. As you run this race, expect the reward to come. Expect your reward to come. Be simple-hearted. Be simple in your heart. Yeah? How it comes, when it comes, through who, that is God's prerogative. He decides. Glory to God. He decides, but the reward is coming. And God is saying, you have done a good job. You have pushed, you have done what he told you to do. And so the reward is coming. Hallelujah. Okay, lastly, 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Again, something that we saw. Therefore, Eleti, be steadfast. Immovable always, abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. People can cheat you, but God will never cheat you. God will never cheat you. Likewise, you can never cheat God. Hallelujah. When he tells you to pray until something happens, you had better pray. It is for your good. So here, LAT, let us finish that race. We have a very short time. Let us finish that race. Let us be immovable. Let us abound in what God has told us to do, knowing that our labor, by the way, is not simple. No one says that they are laboring while they are eating. Labor is exertion. Yeah, it is not in vain, meaning it's not empty. To God, it's not empty. So your labor isn't in vain for you, for your children. Yeah? For Paul was single here, I've actually remembered a verse, yeah? Exodus 1, 15 to 21. This is for people who are believing for marriage. And I believe this is the time you can talk to God about these things. All right? Exodus, yes. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shifra, and the name of the other was Pua. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it's a daughter, then you shall she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male child alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and asked and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? The midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore, this is what we want. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, he provided households for them. He settled them. There is no way God could multiply people through them. And for them, he just leaves them there. No, he noticed, he knew what they were doing. Because they feared him, because they knew the instruction concerning the Hebrews. They were like, banabantu bamukama, we are not going to touch them. And guess what? He settled them. In other words, he gave them husbands. Hallelujah. He gave them a zad day. Glory to God. And I don't think the ones that God chose for them, I don't think they were ugly men. Yeah? No. They must have been nice, handsome guys. Cute, dead, drop, gorgeous. Yeah. Those ones. Yeah? So he settled the midwives. He gave them homes. He gave them families. And in that time, as it is now, for a woman to have a family, a home, that was respectable. Glory to God. So he knew their need and he touched them and he rewarded them for the thing they did on his account. So your work, even when you're single, ask God these things. Maybe, God will settle you in your own household. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.